The What Matters Show with Mindy and Michaela. Real talk about real life and what's important to you and your family. Here's Mindy Dreher and Michaela Hunt with What Matters on News Radio 610 WTVN.
Here on The What Matters Show, Michaela, you can attest to this. If we love anything, we love giveaways.
We do, and we have one coming up. And we love our guest, Dr. Burtley's walking out the door. He met David.
We can't get rid of him. Oh, no, he's dancing out the door.
He's
turn around and look at him.
Door.
He's like, oh, yeah. It's your birthday.
And I love it when our guests meet each other. And so he just met our next guest, who is a incredibly talented illustrator and author. And we're so glad to have him here today. And a blast from the past for me, too, and for you, Mindy.
David Cuccia. Did I say it right? Cuccia.
You said it right.
You know, I'm half Italian, so.
Whichever works out perfect for me.
Is Cuccia the correct way?
Oh, well, that's what the family says in Sicily, but I...
David Cuccia?
Really?
Cuccia. Well, Cuccia means little dog.
Oh,
how appropriate in some ways.
And I draw dogs all the time.
Isn't that funny,
all the time.
David? I've always thought it was Cuccia, because it's spelled...
But you can say it that way. It's fine.
Isn't it spelled C-U-C-C-I-A?
C-U-C-C-I-A.
I thought it was Cuccia. The same Indian. I thought it was Cuccia,
Cuccia
as well.
Little
Cuccia.
Dog. Cuccia.
Cuccia. Well, it's great to see your face here. And oh my gosh, a little emotional moment here before the microphones went on. David presented Mindy with this sketch, this drawing that is just so beautiful. Mindy... It's you.
And Elsie, one of my dogs, one of my German Shepherds, who I think when David first drew it, you thought it was Gilo, my very first original German Shepherd.
And I looked back and I thought the markings aren't quite the same, but I was hoping that the intent and the emotion would still be there. And I know how close you are about animals like I am. And so I just wanted to do something to thank you. You've given me wonderful interviews over the last 9 years. And I can't pay for that kind of stuff, so hey, I appreciate it.
Well, you're a wonderful man with a great heart, and the work that you do in your books, and we're going to talk about your books in a second. And, you know, there was a time where you would take partial proceeds and give toward animal foundations, and anytime you do something like that, I'm all in. But when I looked at this picture, it's breathtaking, and I know that Elsie, I'm not going to have Elsie forever. She's a little older, and she's a little more, doesn't walk as quickly with my other dogs, and I know her time is probably limited. So I look at this, and she's my only girl German Shepherd. I've had all boy shepherds. So she's very, very special to me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. I will cherish this picture.
Well, you're very welcome.
What do you call it? A penciling? I mean,
that's pencil. It's all pencil.
It's unbelievable.
And I trained years ago. I thought I was going to draw comic books. I thought I was going to draw guys in tights. And after discovering the world of advertising within that education of 3 years, I got into doing TV storyboards for a lot of different design firms around New Jersey. And then when my wife and I came back in 1984 to Columbus, I started working for a lot of design firms doing that. So it taught me a lot of narrative storytelling, and people and animals have always been my forte. So why not expound on that? And I've always loved children's books. I'm still, you know... George Carlin said, old people are just bent kids. Well, I don't think I'm that old, but I'm still a kid at heart.
Well, I will say I've been trying to dig out a book you gave me a while back.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. But wasn't there a book? I could swear this was the case. You've been writing, you've been drawing dogs. Didn't you talk about dogs passing?
Yes.
In one of your books?
Yeah.
And I think I have that at my house, and I've been looking for it. We've moved since, and I can't find it. and I really need it. Our dog passed away about 2.5 weeks ago, a little less than that. And, you know, I'm trying to read to my boys now. And your books, and I remember that book, and that's why I want it now, they really have a lesson in it to take away about our animals. And that's what you do. I mean, you're a beautiful, you know, illustrator, but you also do that so well, David.
Well, thank you. The whole point of these books has been to really expound on friendship, second chances, and just being yourself. And it's just very simple, basic lessons without being preachy. And I try to do that through the eyes of our black lab, Jasmine, who's now been gone for almost 9 years, and her friend Roxanne, which was a big Tibetan Mastiff that we actually knew a couple of doors away. And then Topo the Mouse is just pretty much made up. And I'm old enough to remember Topo Gigio. And I
me too, though. I'm with you there.
Topo and it wasn't Gigio. A figurine, folks. I had a doll. It was a Topo Gigio doll, and he went everywhere with me. So
my mom used to like Topo Gigio. So this third book, what is it about? Tell us the name of it and walk us through it.
Well, the third book came about from the second. And when I first set out 11 years ago to design these books, I thought I was going to do 5 books. Well, you know that phrase, what you think and what you get. The first book, it actually came out of a Sicilian limerick, Sotto in Palazzo, C'è un cane pazzo. There's a crazy dog under the palace.
I remember that,
and
yes.
My cousin in Sicily taught that to me. And so it was a fun story about a homeless dog, and our dog had been homeless, so I set it in Sicily. And she thinks that she is a princess because she lives under a palace. So, osmosis. And then the second book, and they the characters get together and they help a very handsome prince. You got to have a handsome prince. They help the handsome prince find his integrity and his confidence to talk to the people. And they tell him, you know, you're a good person. The second book, Who Ate the Gelato, came naturally from a big accident of my wife's family dog eating the top ball of ice cream off of my cone, and his mouth froze shut. And I had to stick my finger in there and get this when it opened up. And so that's the opening of the second
book. What was that sound again, David? What
was that sound? Did I get that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then I took the characters across Europe because my dog had eaten all the gelato in the middle of a heat wave. So they have to find ice to make gelato and granitas. And I take the kids all over the world. And that was a bigger book. This book, Topo and the Second Chance Circus, started as a fun tale about a ragtag group of animals that I wasn't sure what the real story was going to be. And I have to say, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but man's stupidity actually intervened and helped create the story. In 2015, Cecil the lion was killed on a preserve by someone who was sanctioned to go out and do that. And Marius the giraffe was killed in February 2014 by a Danish zoo. Jack Hanna had actually said, can we buy this giraffe and bring him to Columbus? And they said, no, we have one too many male giraffes, so we're going to kill him. And they did. They chopped him up and they fed him to the lions in front of the kids. So both of those things disgusted me beyond belief.
Yeah.
And I decided the Second Chance Circus is not a circus that has anything to do with entertaining people. It has nothing to do with frightening whips, jumping through fire, or doing any sort of animal tricks that they normally wouldn't do. It's a circus about life. And I looked at the fact that if all life matters, then all life matters. Two-legged or four-legged makes no difference. And so I thought, well, this ragtag group of creatures are all going to be survivors. And that is the lesson that they try to bring about. They're all survivors. And so Marius the giraffe is in this. Cecil the lion is in this. And they're living in Germany on a tract of land, and they're going to be kicked off that by a rich land baron. And so the handsome prince, Prince Antonino, named after my cousin Antonino Cuccia, he decides, along with Topo and Jasmine and Roxanne, that he's going to give a tract of land to them, and he's going to move the whole group of about 19 animals to the little town my family comes from, Belmonte Mazzano, in Sicily. And so that's what they do. He gets a big transport plane, and they take everybody there.
Second chance. It's their second chance.
And I also illustrate the town of Belmonte Mazzano. I have a lot of friends. I have family. I have dogs galore. I have all kinds of people. I've got the church and the town square. I've got everything in this book.
It's a beautiful story. Just had a chance to look through it with Mindy here in the last few minutes. She was just getting some video, and I believe we're going to give away, as we end up the segment, a couple of different books, Mindy.
Yes, David, how do you want to do it? Do you just want to have maybe the second and fourth caller, whoever calls in, can win these books for free, and then will you just mail them to them? Is that okay?
Yeah, let's live on the edge. Maybe the second and fourth caller, and I've got the books right here. They're ready to be signed. I'll send them out within a couple of days. And they'll be in your hands.
Fantastic. All right. So second and fourth callers to win Topo. I want to make sure I have the title right over here. So Topo and the Second Chance Circus. 614-821-9886. 614-821-WTVN. This is beautiful, guys. Great storytelling, fantastic illustrations, and really a thought about life, Mindy. About life and what we can do when we're stuck in really difficult situations. I remember the Cecil story.
I remember that story.
It wasn't that long ago, and so many people really do forget. And the unfortunate thing is, you were talking about, you know, do I still give to different animals, about animals, sanctuaries and whatever. I'm giving money from the proceeds of these books to two different places. One is the Ritete Elephant Sanctuary in Kenya.
Thank you.
And the other one is going to be, if I get it right here, the Koala Hospital in Port Macquarie.
Oh, and I love
because,
koalas.
And because a good friend in Australia said, hey, you don't have any koalas in there. We have brush fires going on right now. And I said, we have to put in a segment. So I talk about poaching. I talk about mistreatment through zoos and circuses. And I just talk about trying to make everything a little bit better for everybody. And it's people helping animals and everybody helping each other.
I love that more than anything. And you see how quickly our phone lines lit up. It didn't take long to get those four callers, did it?
No.
But you know what? That just goes to tell you what you can learn when you open up a book. And when you guys who won this, when you see the illustrations, you will be mesmerized because they're absolutely beautiful. If you didn't win one today, you can still get your own copy. David, tell people where they can get their own copy.
You can easily get your own copy, and I would always suggest, of course, you can get anything you want at kuchakidsbooks.com. That's CUCCIAKIDSBOOKS.com. I will personally autograph every single book. You can also find the books on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. However, I won't get to sign them, and you're going to pay a couple of dollars more.
Yeah, we all know that from Mindy's adventures in book writing as well.
I would so much rather have people go through me because you do save them money, and it's more personalized that way.
It really, truly
is. In closing, I'm glad you gave that information, but what it just means to you quickly, can you sum up when you complete a book, your heart and soul, for anyone who's never written a book, your heart and soul goes into these words, and for you, into the images. When it's all done.
When it's all done, it's a huge sigh of relief, and you can't believe that you've finished it. And you look back, did I get everything in there? And I did. And the book grew from what was going to be 120 pages. That's the first book is 44. The second is 88 pages. This is 204.
Wow.
That's Francis Ford Coppola.
Say, it really did look lengthy, but in a good way. And again, the illustrations are amazing. And so it's actually not that long. It's just so many good books.
I was the photos, 97 illustrations.
Illustrations.
They didn't realize the people who just won, they won the Bible.
This is my Godfather part two, and I'm not going to do a book this size again, but I am glad I had a lot to say.
Well, Emily got names and addresses for those folks who called who were the second and fourth. So, David, really great to see you again. Thank you for coming in studio.
Absolutely.
And for sharing your book with us.
Thank you for having me on today, ladies.
And thank you most especially for the work you do for animals. That goes just above everything else. David Kucha, KuchaKidsBooks.com.
That's it.
Coming up next, Milk Crate Challenge. Have you guys seen this
Have you tried it?
I know. I was looking at it after Mindy and I were talking about it the other day. And what is probably the dumbest challenge you've ever tried? We want you to give us a call, 614-821-9886, to talk about it. This is What Matters.